Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. We take our theme from a passionate political environment in which the sides couldn't be further apart, but not far enough out of each other's mudslinging reach. But when you think about it, there's as much mudslinging in the Bible as there is in our own modern lives. This is the art of insult and accusation, especially of the unjust variety. The aim is to damage the reputation of an opponent. It's summarized in ancient Latin in a phrase that I don't want to take a chance on murdering, but in English it means throw plenty of dirt and some of it will surely stick. Enemies have always cast mud at prophets who told uncomfortable truths. The hope was, if enough stuck, no one would believe them. But as we see in Sunday's first reading from Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 4 to 10, this prophet's enemies believed slinging mud at him wasted perfectly good mud. Instead, they talked their king, Zedekiah, into letting them immerse Jeremiah into the nearest cistern so he'd disappear in their mud entirely. They couldn't bear this particular handful of mud that Jeremiah was casting at them, Jerusalem sinners. Quote, "Thus says the Lord, this city shall certainly be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon. He shall capture it." Unquote. The roads of Jerusalem were filled with weaponized mud, especially the middle of its roads. King Zedekiah himself thrived in the middle of Judah's roads, along with his subjects. That position let them cast mud at enemies on both sides while avoiding commitment to either one, right or wrong. They were happy to hide in the middling mud of mediocrity. In Zedekiah's case, he was so unsure of what was right or wrong that he was as easily talked into rescuing Jeremiah from the mud-filled cistern as he was to let people throw him in it in the first place. There was nothing middle of the road about Jeremiah's prophecies. And the same goes for Jesus' judgments. After his resurrection, Christ revealed to John the future of those who were wishy-washy about what's right and wrong. From Revelation chapter 3, quote, "I know your works. I know that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Unquote. Maybe that's why in Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 12, verses 49 to 53, while Jesus was still among the human race, he cast some mud of his own at the wishy-washy among us. Quote, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it's accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." Unquote. Could this division have a practical purpose? Maybe by forcing us to acknowledge our side, good or evil, right or wrong, we're better able to recognize our heart's home. As the psalmist tells us this Sunday, Psalm 40, "As long as our heads still above the mud in the middle of our chosen road, claiming our rightful home is just a call away." Quote, "The Lord heard my cry. He drew me out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud of the swamp. He set my feet upon a crag. He made firm my steps." For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.